I said, he was my grandson.
Yeah.
And he said, well, Mr. up crying. Said, we found Jimmy down at Louisville in a man's backyard. And said he heard his dog barking. And he got up and lit the light, back light, just turned on his back kitchen light and seen this young man standing out there in the yard. And said, we asked him, was he trying to get something or do anything? Said, no, he was just standing there rubbing his hands together, holding like that. And said, we told him to keep him there until we got there. And said, we went down to the ground and said, we got him up here to the county jail. So I called my daughter then. I called my granddaughter and told her. And she said, Grandma, Mama, you better call Sue. Well, I called her and that's when she gave me a phone now.
Yeah, well.
I said, well, Sue, I didn't tell them to call me. And I said, I imagine they asked Jimmy who he was. And said I said, I imagine he told him he could call his grandma, Julie, go and she'd tell him who I was. And they called me. And of course, that's what he done, just like my daughter said. First thing come to his mind, I said, you call my grandma, Julie, that she lives on. And he bound to give him a phone number. And so they called me then. And I said, oh, praise the Lord, like that. And he said, well, we're glad to find him. And said he wasn't harmed, no way. But now how he got to Louisville, we're wondering about that.
Yeah, that's strange.
So they found him about 3 o'clock, and he left here about 6 o'clock.
How old
six,
was he?
43.
That's grown.
Father of 5 children.
And I guess he hitchhiked. Something maybe.
Well, that's what they said. He probably got a ride.
Yeah.
And we asked him where he's headed for, and he said, California. See my kids.
Very strange. Well, is he doing all right now?
Well, he's doing pretty good. Yes, my daughter said he called her 5 times last week, and then he called her, told her he was coming down Friday to see us. That was last week. Said, I'll spend the weekend with your mother. And said, if you ain't got no bed for me, said, I know my grandma has. Said, is the colored girl still staying with grandmother? And she said, yeah. Said, the colored girl still staying with mama. And said, well, said, I have a colored man with me. And said, I want somewhere for us to sleep. Well, she said, he went on and said, well, but I know one thing, Angel Eva will put us to bed. Said, I'll go to her house. Said, she'll put us to bed. But they didn't get out. They just got out. They just got their first leave to go to town. Because we kept looking for her until way late Saturday or Friday night, and my daughter called. And they told them, said, no, we haven't allowed them anywhere. Said, the first time we let them out of the pen was today, and we gave them a privilege to go to town, man.
I guess he thought he was going to get to go home.
Oh, he knew he was coming to home. That's what I said. Said he must have just thought, sure, now I'll go home. But he hadn't. We got worried. I'm afraid he got that colored guy, and my daughter did, and we all was worried to death.
Yeah.
But anyhow, after she called, she was relieved because they hadn't even been out of the place, only just to get to walk up to town.
Yeah, well, that's good.
And he said the colored fellow was about 70 years old. I said, Mother, he's a fine guy.
Yeah. Well, so it's okay then.
Yeah, his sister said, well, my Lord, Grandma, he can stay with me anytime he comes.
That's nice.
That only sister, he's got an own sister. See, my daughter's been married 3 times. And this is the 3 oldest of the twins, and this boy was by her first husband. And so, it just...